Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Tainus. Today we are learning Parak Beis Mishnah Vav and Parak Beis Mishnah Zayin. As we've learned the different contexts until now, the Kohanim are divided up into 24 family groups as it pertains to serving in the Beis HaMikdash, and these family groups are referred to as Mishmaros. Now the Mishmaros would take turns serving in the Beis HaMikdash, with each Mishmar serving for 1 week at a particular time. Now every Mishmar was itself divided into seven groups, each called a Beis Av, and each Beis Av would serve for 1 day for the Mishmar's week of service in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah is now going to discuss how the Kohanim of the week's Mishmar and the day's Beis Av would observe the fasts that were decreed for rain, as we've been discussing until now. As we learned in Parak Aleph, there were three series of public fasts, three fasts, then another three fasts, then seven fasts, and each series is more strict than the one before. So we're going to discuss each particular series of fasts separately. It says the Mishnah, Shalosh Tanios HaRishonos, on the first series of three fasts, Anshei Mishmar Misanin Velo Mashlimin. The men of the week's Mishmar who are not serving on that particular day, they're not part of the Beis Av for that day, but they're simply part of that week, they should fast most of the day, but they should not complete the actual fast. They should eat before evening. They're fasting the entire day would make them weak, and they must have the necessary strength to serve and to help, if necessary, in the Beis HaMikdash, if there's a need for various kohanim from the Beis Av for that day to not be available. The Anshei Beis Av, Lo Hayu Misanin Klal, but the men of the Beis Av on duty for that particular day are not going to fast at all. They have to have enough strength for the avoda of that day in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they're not going to serve at all. Continuing in the Mishnah, Shalosh Shnios, on the second series of three fasts. What about those? The Anshei Mishmar for them. So their Anshei Mishmar, Misanin Umashlimin, the men of that week's Mishmar should fast and complete the entire fast. It's already a little bit a stricter series of fasts. The Anshei Beis Av, Misanin Velo Mashlimin, and the men of that day's Beis Av, they should fast, but they should not complete the entire fast. And then concluding this part of the Mishnah, Sheva Achronos, and the final seven fasts that are even more strict, Elu Ve'elu Misanin Umashlimin, both these, meaning the men of the Mishmar and those, the men of the Beis Av, must fast and complete the fast. Div Rabbi Yehoshua. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua. Continuing in the Mishnah, the Chachamim are a bit more lenient. The Chachamim but the Chachamim say, Shalosh Tanios HaRishonos Elu Ve'elu Lo Mehayu Misanin Klal. On the first series of three fasts, neither the men of the Mishmar nor the men of the Beis Av should fast at all. Shalosh Shnios Anshei Mishmar Misanin Velo Mashlimin V'Anshei Beis Av Lo Hayu Misanin Klal. On the second group of fasts, the men of the Mishmar should fast but not complete it, and the men of the Beis Av should not fast at all. And then finally, Sheva Achronos Anshei Mishmar Misanin Umashlimin, V'Anshei Beis Av Misanin V'lo Mashlimin. But on the final seven fasts, the men of the Mishmar should fast completely, and the men of the Beis Av should fast but not complete the fast. So they're just a little bit of a step more lenient for each of these three series of fasts. Now in Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah is going to mention some additional halachos that apply to the Kohanim of the week's Mishmar and the Beis Av for the particular day. The first halacha is going to concern the Torah's prohibition against Kohanim serving in the Beis HaMikdash after they have drunken wine, as the Torah tells us in Sefer Vayikra. It says, the Mishnah Anshei Mishmar Mutarim Lishtos Yain Balelos of Olobiyam, the men of the week's Mishmar who are not on duty that day are allowed to drink wine during the night, but they're not allowed to drink wine during the day. They're not allowed to drink wine in the daytime because most of the various avodas of the karbonos is performed during the day, and they might have to provide some help, and therefore they can't be drunk during that time. However, during the night, they are allowed to drink because only a small part of the avodah is done, and we assume that the Anshei Beis Av is going to be fine during the nighttime. However, says the Mishnah, the Anshei Beis Av, lo bayom, velo balaylo, the men of that day's Beis Av can't drink at night, and they can't drink the day as well, or even the following night, because there is some service for them to be done at night, and they can't be drunk during that period of time. Now, corresponding to the 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim, there were 24 groups of non-Kohanim called Ma'amados. Now, each Maimed was assigned to one of the Mishmaros every week. When the Kohanim of the Mishmar would go to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, men of the corresponding Maimed would go to the Beis HaMikdash to also attend the Avoda of the public Karbanos, again, because ultimately the Karbanos are representations of the Jewish people. The Mishnah mentions some rules decreed by the Chachamim for the men of the acting Mishmar and the men of the corresponding Maimed. It says the Mishnah, Anshei Mishmar v'Anshei Maimed, Asurin v'Lesaper mu'um v'Lechabes, the men of the Mishmar and the men of the Maimed are not allowed to cut their hair or do any laundry during the week of their service in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chachamim prohibited these activities because we're concerned that once the week had begun, we want them to have done it already beforehand, and if they're able to do it during the week, then they're going to wait until the week itself to take care of their haircut, to take care of the laundry, and so on and so forth. Uvechamishi mutar b'nei kavod HaShabbos. However, on Thursday they are allowed to do it, to cut their hair and to wash their clothing in honor of Shabbos. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav taught us, number one, that there was a machlokas regarding the level of fasting that the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Beis Av must be involved with for the first three groups of fast during this period of time when there's no rain. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, for the first group of fasts, the Anshei Mishmar should fast but not complete it. The Anshei Beis Av shouldn't fast at all. For the second group of fast, the Anshei Mishmar should fast completely, but the Anshei Beis Av should fast but not completely. And the last group of fasts, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, they should both fast for the entirety of those particular fast days. The Chachamim more lenient at each stage. They said for the first three fasts, the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Beis Av shouldn't fast at all. For the next group, the Anshei Mishmar should fast a little bit, and the Anshei Beis Av shouldn't fast at all. And then for the last group, we said that the Anshei Beis Av should fast, but not completely, and the Anshei Mishmar should complete the fast. And then Perak Beis, Mishnah Zion began teaching us the halachos of Kohanim drinking in the Beis HaMikdash. We said that the men of the week's Mishmar are allowed to drink wine during the night, but not during the day. And the Anshei Beis Av are not allowed to drink during the day or at night, because they may have to be ready, especially at all times, to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And then we finish the Mishnah by discussing the Mishmar and the corresponding Anshei Maimed, the non-Kohanim who are there supporting their service. And we said the men of the Anshei Mishmar and the men of the Anshei Maimed are not allowed to cut their hair or do any laundry during the week when they're meant to be in the Beis HaMikdash, because we want them to do the avoda. We want them to do these things before they have to be in the Beis HaMikdash, that they're ready, and not during that week. Similar halach when it comes to Chol HaMoed. You shouldn't be doing laundry or cutting your hair and so on Chol HaMoed, because the goal is that you did this before Yontif. You don't want to wait until Yontif itself, until Chol HaMoed, until Pesach HaSukkos, to do these things. Rather, they should have been done before. Have a great day.